A sigh of relief at Arlington as the fly-in opens and the planes show up. I'm Paul Plagg, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. Barbara Tolbert has been the executive director of the Arlington Regional Fly-In for quite a while now, and we're pleased to be having a chance to sit down with her and talk for a minute. Barb, it's nice to see you not running.
Oh, thank you. It is so nice to sit down. I really have to thank you for this.
Let me start out by asking you how you got involved in aviation and what your background is with the show.
Oh, well, my father was a pilot, so I grew up in a family of seven kids. My dad was a pilot, and he was very tough about us on our grades in school. So those of us that got the best grades got to go flying, because with seven kids, we didn't have an airplane big enough for all of us. So the ones that had the good grades got to go flying on the weekends. So I had one of the better grades in the family. So been flying with my dad for a long time. Got involved with the Arlington Fly-In as a volunteer, as a family effort, and it grew from there. Acquired my pilot's license myself about 8 years ago.
All right. Now tell us, the Arlington Fly-In has a very interesting history. Obviously, it was one of the Heritage EAA fly-ins, but before that, it started out as the fly-in on the way to another fly-in.
Yeah, it did. It was actually just a way stop on the way to another fly-in. Actually became a fly-in in 1969. When there was a group of Seattle Homebuilt pilots that wanted to protest the other fly-in that they had a waypoint to. And so they liked it so much, they loved the setting, this beautiful airport, they decided just to make it an event here.
Now, how did the community embrace this event over the years? Did it start out as a big deal? Did they recognize the potential, or did it need to kind of grow before they saw it?
Oh, that's a really good question. 1969, I have photos of the event at this airport when it was just an overnight for pilots. And the airport wasn't the structure you see at all now. The city had acquired the airport from the military in 1958. It's pretty undeveloped. There was maybe four or five buildings on the other side. That's where the fly-in was held, or the gathering, as we call it, was held. And over time, as the city began to develop the airport, it was pretty much under the radar screen for the city before then, till the airport started to develop. And then about the early 80s, 1983, it reached kind of an incompatible point with the new development and the hangars and the FBOs. The Arlington fly-in moved up one county to the Bayview Airport for 1 year. In the meantime, my father had leased the land to build this ultralight center on this side of the airport, which was wide open and just undeveloped land. And so he said, you know, bring the fly-in back here. I've got plenty of land on this side. And that's actually when the city began to take notice of it, because it finally gave it the room for it to start to grow.
So you actually have kind of a family connection then to this fly-in.
I do. I think of this fly-in as my family. And actually, I think of the entire volunteer team as an extended family. So this fly-in is very rooted in family. I'm hard-pressed to think of a volunteer right now who doesn't have their spouse or their child or their father or their uncle involved. They just sort of bring them in.
Now, you have been blessed with spectacular weather this year. The worst it's supposed to get is cloudy and 76 or something like that, and that's perfect. Other than that, how has this year gone?
I think this has been a pretty smooth year. It was a very interesting year to plan a fly-in. You know, we're all watching the economy. We know what's happening in the aviation industry, and we just decided we'd really put our heads down and find as much as we could and provide the best event for our guests that we possibly could, and I'm very pleased with the results. And the airplanes have been streaming in. As you said, the weather has cooperated with us completely, and we reinvented. We have a lot of new displays this year, so I'm very happy with it.
More from the Arlington Fly-In with Executive Director Barbara Tolbert in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack with Barbara Tolbert of the Arlington Regional Fly-In. This is kind of a soul-searching year for the organizers of a lot of fly-ins. Some are more focused on being an air show for the public. Others are more focused on being an inside industry event for pilots and especially home builders. How do you walk that line, and how has your planning been different this year from years past?
In terms of walking that line, the planning isn't different. I remember as a child being involved in aviation events, and I think that's where the seed was planted that made me want to be in the sky. So I think we have a responsibility to balance that line. Our job is to bring the general public in, kind of introduce them, bring the kids in, and let them see we need to expand general aviation. We all know that. And we have to remember as pilots, we have a responsibility that way. As much as we'd love to have our own event with no Joe Q public around, we might talk differently in the hangar when we're lamenting that there's not enough people flying. And so we're really trying to balance that line. I don't think you'll see anything much at the event that doesn't have a link to aviation. And what we kind of think is if it flies, it's involved in aviation. It doesn't matter whether it's radio controlled or a hot air balloon. You just don't know. That's the beauty of aviation. It's so diverse. And so we kind of balance the line. It's a total family event. Come camp out, live at the airport for a week. We're going to put on a daily air show to entertain. That's another part of flying. Those pilots work very hard. There's a lot of competition for aerobatic pilots. So we sometimes try to think of aviation as too small, and it's really very broad.
Now, in addition to aviation, you have broadened it out to include, well, for some time now, it has included a classic car show. But tell us about the half-scale remote-controlled tanks this year. Apparently, they're a big hit.
Yeah, it was really amazing to me. I've never gotten so many requests, and in fact, it almost broke the website when we put it up with so many hits on it. And I think it's because we live in this area with Boeing and all of the engineers and all of the home builders. You know, the Northwest, it's a very strong home building core. There's a lot of respect for people who branch out. We have a wonderful warbird area that's turned into a military history area. Warbirds, you know, are very much about preservation and letting people not let our history die and making sure the next generation is aware. And we've kind of combined that now. And then the radio-controlled tanks come in, and it's going to be amazing to see their displays and the demos that they're actually doing. We'll have to get over there. Half and fifth scale German World War II tanks that apparently the public and the pilots are really liking.
Well, Barbara, can you picture yourself doing anything else? How long do you see yourself involved as executive director here?
Oh, that's a tough question. You know, I was executive director for 14 years now. This is my 14th year, and other than one or two moments in the setup, I think I have the best job in the whole world. I'm really not ready to give it up just quite yet.
What would you say to pilots who are sitting at home counting their pennies this year who could be out attending events like this? How important is it to support these things?
I think it's hugely important. And I also know that it's really tough economic times. And I think in years like this, myself and all the other pilots, we have to make a decision. We know we need to fly. We need to keep our skills up. We have a need to be in the air. So we really need to think about that and maybe kind of pick where we want to go and save up our pennies and make sure we're supporting aviation and passing it on with the low resources we have the best we can.
Well, Barb, congratulations. Looks like a great event, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Barbara Tolbert is the executive director of the Arlington Regional Fly-In. Find out more about the event at www.arlingtonflyin.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.